what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch Your Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. It's also on Peacock that we love to talk about, apparently. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. How are you
doing? Thank you, Turkey. Happy birthday, Turkey. I'm good. I was just giving my pasty arm to everybody. I accidentally pressed the show yourself button early. Sorry, everybody. But yeah, I'm super happy to be here. We're about to go on vacation, so I'm super excited for that. So I get to do this with my head a lot. I'm super happy.
Crap is on demand. We can watch us. You don't get to just listen to us. And we do things like this with our heads. This is like an exclusive content if you're watching it. This is stuff that people just listening don't get to see. It's like me using my head like a pendulum. I'm sure that sounded really fun for everyone listening to my voice come in and out by the mic. So, yes, this is go to patreon.com/watchorcrappens to watch this. You do two of these per week. And don't forget. Please do not forget, okay? Don't forget to buy your tickets to see us live in 2022 for a 10-year anniversary Hunky Dory tour, okay? Because everything is hunky dory when it comes to seeing a live show. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com. The entire schedule is there. We're not going to like go crazy going through every city because there's a lot of them. But what we will say is that we have a huge amount of fun doing these shows, and we love meeting you guys, and we love it when you guys all get to meet each other. And it's been 2 years, gosh darn it. So, like, let's all, like, party. Let's party together all next year. So go to watchcrappers.com for tickets. And in the meantime, whoa, we're talking Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Episode 3. This show just continues to impress. Someone said, I don't remember who said it. I don't know if I read it or wherever it was. I'm sorry for giving bad credit. But that this show is really, it's not about, like, oh, let's put the Real Housewives together. This is a show where it's like, hey, let's put reality stars. Did you say this, Ronnie? This is about reality stars. That. Yeah.
I'm so proud. I'm being quoted by you.
You are being quoted. I realized as I started saying it, this is about Ronnie. This isn't about like Real Housewives on a trip together. This is about reality stars who are on Real Housewives together being on a show, which is so meta and amazing. And I think it's actually oddly groundbreaking and so into it.
Yeah. So we open with the beach, because that's what they are, okay? So it's birds, water, horses. There's horses on the beach. And Cynthia, they're all going to go horseback riding in the water. And Cynthia's like, I want the shortest, oldest horse. And they all mount the horses. And, of course, Cynthia is wearing a T-shirt that's too long to read. You know, she's got, like, so many words on it that it's, like, exhausting, like Cynthia.
It's the instructions to the belly cue. How to play the belly cue games.
Yeah, it's her potato salad recipe.
And Melissa's like, oh, dear Jesus, as if she didn't just do this like two seasons ago on her show. And then they're just like riding along. And Melissa's like, this is very luxuriating or luxurious. I don't know. But so then they're all on these donkeys. And then Luann's donkey just goes out to sea. Like everyone else is walking like parallel to the beach. But Luann's like, all right, ladies, I got a gig at Atlantis, so here I go. See you on the flip side. Hello, King Triton.
I know. Luann, who still hasn't learned to not just go off galloping on things. Like, she'll never learn. It's like, whoa! You know, she's like in the middle of the ocean somewhere. And she's like, where's she going? Out to the seas? And then you hear Teresa go, oh my God, that one's pooping. And I just wish they had a little caption under one of the horses that said, oh my God, that one's pooping. And just cut to Ramona. Because you know that those horses were not the only one pooping in that ocean.
Yeah, Teresa never actually articulated whether it was the horse or Ramona she was talking about, you know? So yeah, she's like, oh my God, I feel pee. I feel hot pee on my feet. Stop laughing at me, Luann. Luann's like, what did you say? We got the yacht.
Just I love that Tree's, you know, acting like she's never had hot pee on her feet when she was married to Joe Giudice for that many years, you know.
Let's not act like we don't know what's inside that third envelope. It just opens up. It's like, psh, Luigi in an envelope. It's an amazing envelope.
Roses is red, horses is blue. I'm going to pee on you.
Oh my God, it's so romantic.
and then our new favorite theme song. How's my love vacation? Fever! Fever, fever.
Housewives on the island. Housewives on the island.
Fever. Oh, yeah. Housewives on the island. Getting down and dancing hard. A Ramona singer pooping on the ocean. Horses. Horses. Donkeys in the ocean. Fever. That's my, terrible dance hall reggae impersonation.
Yeah. So then Kyle goes into the little diary room. She's like, oh, my God. This may be my new favorite thing. Doing interviews, rolling out of bed. I mean, even have a coffee stain on my pajamas. This is how we do it in Beverly Hills in this town.
Normally, I have to wait several hours before anyone wants to hear what I have to say. But knowing that I could wake up and someone's listening to me, oh my God, it's amazing.
Then we see Luann looking at herself in the mirror like, oh. And then she turns to naturally walk out of the room and she almost runs into the camera person. And she's like, when I walk up to you, back up. Very good. Good job.
Okay. So part of my whole thing, when I look at myself in the mirror, first of all, in my head, I'm reciting, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? That's not your call. Whatever that lyric is for myself. So I do that. Okay. And then when I walk, you have to step back because we need to have a long shot so you can get all of my body. Okay. From the top. Let's do this. All right. Here we go.
God damn it. Mirror on the wall. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's got the most cliff? Remember when she was trying to sing her song?
Yeah.
And she could sing every word. She's like, and then money can't buy you glass.
So Kenya is like, she's on the phone with her lawyer. She's like actually in court. She's in virtual court. And Kyle is she's telling Michael the butler, she's like, oh my God, I am just so tired. I'm definitely on LA time. I am so on LA. Kyle, please stop.
I'm from Beverly Hills. Time works different there in this town. And then she's sitting outside with Melissa. And Melissa's like, want to come sit with me? And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I mean, Beverly Hills time, am I right? And she's like, well, yesterday you drank from like 10 in the morning till the night. Okay, you can roll with the best of them. Maybe that's why you're tired.
And then we see Cynthia doing her phone diary. The only one they've clearly all been told you have to do, like, you know, like, phone, like your little Cynthia cam thing. Everyone has been, she's the only one who's doing it. So she's like, all right, it's day three and it's the day after the Bailey queue. And things are just, I hate all these bitches. Basically, I hate all these bitches.
Cynthia being so dramatic. And I love that she's pulling out her Cynthia cam in front of the cameraman.
I know.
Like she's that obsessed with doing the diary room. She's doing it even while she's on the actual camera.
Yeah.
So Kyle and Melissa, back to Kyle and Melissa talking. Kyle's like, I just feel like Cynthia's upset with me and I feel bad and I don't like that whole like comparing looks thing. And Melissa's like, first of all, I'm uncomfortable with that too. Shut up, the both of you.
I know. As if Melissa Gorga does not spend half of her day working out all day long. And you know, like,
out with workout videos or something on YouTube or something where she's like, oh my God, we're working out.
Yeah, it feels very insincere. So Melissa's like, I mean, well, you kept asking her if she was mad at you. I mean, what did she say? And she goes, well, she was definitely annoyed by that 100%. But I mean, what do I know? I'm on LA time. So Cynthia, meanwhile, on her camera's like, I definitely have some very serious, strong opinions about what happened last night. I'm a little disappointed.
She says she's very traumatized, yeah. And she's like, I'm in my feelings a little bit. So Luann comes in. She's like, hello. love that yellow top on you. How are you? It's like, not great, Luann. She's like, can I get in your bed? So she jumps on the
now
bed.
Now notice the way Cynthia walks backwards when I walk towards her. Okay, we always maintain a certain amount of space so that way you can get a nice, she can get a nice wide shot of me and my body on her Cynthia cam. Okay, take notes.
So Cynthia tells us, "Oh, I've known Lou for years, and she's European, so she walks around smoking cigarettes." She is not European.
She's not.
I told you that.
I know, Luann told her that. Well, as you know, I'm from the European part of Berlin, Connecticut, because it is called Berlin, so therefore that makes it actually a small remote outpost of Europe inside of Connecticut. It's very lucky to have been born there.
Oh, so she's like, well, I give Kyle a pass, you know, because I like Kyle and I respect everyone's opinions. But here's the thing, like, I came on this trip to be friends with Kyle, you know, but I am friends with Kenya. So I hold them to two different standards. OK, so she's really mad at Kenya, not that much at Kyle. So then we go back to Melissa and Kyle, and Melissa's like, I didn't want to pick either. But you know what? I have to be honest with you. I think she was already mad at that table, like something happened. I was like, what is this, a table flipping moment? And I love that Melissa and Kyle, of course, are friends, because as we've mentioned, they're both the basics of the group. And they're also the ones that have to mention plot lines that other people have done, because they're the most entertaining things on their show that they had nothing to do with. Right. Well, they've also got that comment.
And also that, like, Melissa with these, like, bombshell revelations, I think she was mad at something else, like, from the beginning. It's like, oh, is that because you noticed that she was mad at something else from the beginning? Like, it's like, this detective work. I mean, she might as well just be, like, taking over for Lynn Thigpen on Carmen Sandiego with a giant, like, magnifying glass. Like, I think Carmen Sandiego is somewhere else, guys. It's like, really?
So Carl's like, I guess it was with Kenya. I guess she was mad at Kenya. And she's like, but why would she be mad at Kenya? She's like, because she was late. Like, are you really this dumb? Like, come on. I know you're just trying to move a scene along, but come on here. And she goes, well, she looked pissed off to me, like winning the detective contest for the day. And then we see the clip of who's the prettiest, and Kyle being like, I don't like playing who's the prettiest. And Kenya saying, well, yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair.
So then Cynthia is telling Luann, she's like, I started this trip, Luann, okay? It was very important to me that Kenya was comfortable. And I did my whole thing on the plane for her. You all remember? With the ribbon? You fell asleep during that part? Okay, that's fine. Well, I got a ribbon. And I was a little hurt that Kenya twirled into dinner, 45, maybe an hour late. I don't know. I lost track of time. But she strolls her ass right in and takes her time and fixes herself a plate. Okay, macaroni and goddamn cheese. We've been waiting graciously. You know who else wants macaroni and goddamn cheese? I did.
Do I want some macaroni and cheese? I did, but I waited for my friend.
Oh, you know what's funny? In Europe, we call it macaroni and chaise. Mm-hmm. Could take that one home with you.
They're actually a ska band. Pretty good. Pretty good. And then Luann's like, well, you know, and that's also the gracious thing to do. The gracious and elegant thing to do. You don't start eating before everyone's seated at the table. She goes, class, money can't buy you class. She goes, no. Money can't buy you class.
That was a reference to my song. You know my music.
They know my music.
So then Luann is like, well, I think that Cynthia has expectations that Kenya absolutely can't deliver on, and it's ridiculous. And you know, you guys are besties, and you can pull her aside and just tell her. I'm sure that will go very, very, very well, you know?
And she's like, oh, we're definitely having a conversation. Because that's my friend. She just keeps saying mac and cheese and friend. Hello, friend. And she's like, act like my goddamn friend. So then Ramona works out doing back curls on the patio. And it's really fucking funny. I don't know why, but I had to rewind it 3 times of Ramona just being like she does it all the time. But she just looks like she's doing it incorrectly. You know?
Yeah, that's actually probably also how she skis. Whoa, why aren't I going faster? So so then Cynthia sits at the table and Melissa's like, you in these outfits. Oh, my God. You always come to the island ready and beautiful. Whoa. And Cynthia's like, yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Thank you. And yeah, she's like, thank you. And Teresa's like, oh, my God, can I get the potato salad?
And Cynthia's pushing that potato salad, even at breakfast. She's like, well, because you bitches didn't eat my potato salad last night, I'm going to make you eat it today for breakfast. Okay.
And Luann comes out like, oh, potato salad for breakfast. How elegant. Opposites day. So then
I love Kyle, that. 6 feet away, cameraman. You're too close. Thank you.
So Kyle's like, hi, Cynthia. How are you this morning? She's like, good, how are you? She goes, good. And then it's just silent. And Kyle's like, I wanted to come to your room last night, but instead I stood by the palm tree, scratched my butt crack on it, and told everybody you're mad at me, but I didn't want to invade your space. So I just, if I upset you, then really I am sorry. And Cynthia's like, you've apologized a few times already, and I completely respect your point of view. And I said several times, this does not have to be mean, because I'm not a mean girl, and I changed the game several times during the night to make sure that everybody was comfortable, and basically, I reinvented the game. I reinvented the game to get the powerful conversations that were happening in the end.
And you did a great job. Like, I love the way you changed those rules, the way I changed time zones, okay? And she's like, yes, thank you, and I just want the respect, because it was my night. It was my night.
I've reinvented the game. Oh my god. How long did it take you to come up with who's the prettiest?
I know.
Brilliant work. You're like the Beethoven of Hasbro.
It's like she just like remade Settlers of Catan. Instead of bricks, we're now gonna have diamonds.
Pretty points. You have to collect pretty points from the people who sell
pretty points. I'll judge you 3 pretty for 1 gorgeous.
So Kyle's like, oh, I guess we're not over this still. And then Cynthia, they're doing that thing where they're both in the diary room.
By the way, together, I just want to point out that Kyle is sitting here being like, I'm so sorry. But then in the confessional, it's like, well, I guess we're still not over this. I'm like, well, see, more Kyle Richards' dishonesty about how she really feels versus what she presents to Cynthia.
True, but Cynthia's really milking this one. Like, this is a lot. This is a lot. From Cynthia. I don't think we've ever seen this from Cynthia. Where it's like, I apologize. Well, that's okay. But it's not okay. And it's like a day later, and she's still not letting the woman apologize. So she's like, well, I don't know that I accept her apology. I do know that I appreciate her apologizing. And then back to Kyle going, well, I thought my friends in Beverly Hills were dramatic. I mean, in that town.
In that time zone, which I'm still in, actually. I don't know. I think that I love this side of Cynthia. I'm sad that we did not see more of it on Atlanta. This like enraged, silently rageful, like grudgy person. Like, yes, I say yes. And I do think that, like, you know, Cynthia's still pissed because it was her night. And she like she probably revved herself up in the morning and probably had phone calls with Mike. And she's just like freshly mad again. And she had that conversation with Luann. And I think that she's allowed to have a moment where she's annoyed. And I think that Kyle, I think it speaks more to Kyle's insincerity that she does this like faux apology, but she actually still is clearly like, wow, she's dramatic. She's dramatic.
It's like, and she's really, I mean, now that you're talking me into it, because I'm very easily swayed.
Yes.
You know, Kyle basically was accusing Cynthia of not being a girl's girl, right? She's saying like, you're looking down on women with this question. Like, it's disrespectful of women to say, who's the prettiest, right? So it's like she's accusing her of something bigger. It's like bigger than just changing a game, and she's standing by that part. She's saying, I'm sorry, but I just really don't like the whole who's the prettiest thing, you know, insinuating that whoever does is just like not respecting women.
It's just like Kyle needed to lead with, I'm really sorry, because like ultimately it was your night, and I wasn't respectful to your night. But she was instead doing the I'm sorry, but I just think the prettiest thing is wrong. Whatever, you know,
it's she's like, doing like the I'm sorry you're upset, but your game was still wrong. And yeah. Instead of saying like, you know what, I'm sorry because you had a simple question in the game, and I let my own insecurities be affected by your question.
Exactly. You know, and then she's making Cynthia seem like the crazy one.
Yeah,
which she might be, but still. So Kyle says, you know, Cynthia said this is a girl's trip and we're supposed to have fun. Well, I'm having zero fun right now. So she's also making it seem like Cynthia is the bane of everyone's existence. So Luann says that she's sending good energy and vibes to Kenya's divorce proceedings, which are happening like upstairs. So Kenya comes to the table and she's like very sad. And, you know, she's just bummed because she had to do court on YouTube where everyone can see very private discussions about like, I made this much money, just stuff that she doesn't want to really put out there. But like people can now just like watch and comment on.
That's mortifying, isn't it? It's like 2021. Welcome to the modern. We're almost 2022 now. It's like you get divorced on YouTube.
Yeah,
welcome everybody.
I don't need YouTube trolls, you know, commenting on my divorce proceeding.
Anything, I know. Really. So then, God, she really sucked at that testimony. Ugly. Like, geez.
It's like, and then you see that it's like all the comments are just for me and Ronnie. It's like, oh, yeah, sorry.
If she twirls one more fucking time. So Cynthia says, well, I love Kenya, but I'm very mad at her right now. And so the fact that she came down upset, well, it's like, now we're both upset. You didn't concern yourself about my feelings, so it's hard for me to concern myself about your feelings. I'm like, okay, but your feelings were about a game who's prettiest. Her feelings are about, like, custody battles
yeah.
and divorce. Like,
I think one's a little bit more pressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now she's actually bummed because she has very valid feelings. Cynthia has very valid feelings, but now she knows she can't be totally, like, you hurt my feelings, because now Kenya has, like, bigger feelings right now that have to be respected. So that's probably making her feel even angrier. It's like, fuck it, you know? I also, Kyle goes, oh my God, court on YouTube? Like, that is such an invasion. It's such an, like, I would hate it if I had to go on the record on YouTube and talk about, like, how Mauricio and I pulled in, like, $10 million last year. That is such an invasion. You know Kyle would be the first one who would love to do a court proceeding on YouTube. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, kind of all of them, right? Except Kenya's smarter about contract negotiations. She's like, I had to give all this information to people that were not paying me. So, and Luann's like, well, it's such a public forum. And
as opposed to being on TV.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah, everyone's being nice to Kenya, basically. But Kenya's upset, so she gets up. And Melissa's like, that's an invasion of privacy. So Kenya just walks off upset. And Cynthia eats her potato salad all mad. And Kenya's like, you know, this has meant the most to me in my life. And I'm losing it. Like, anyone can hear. They can hear everything. And Kyle's like, how long were you married? And she says, well.
Were you on the cover of the Knot magazine also for celebrating your 25th anniversary? Just wondering.
Maybe they could just take out the K and you could be on it. I do know the lady who runs it.
The Knot. So Kenya's like, well, it'll be 4 years in June. And Melissa goes, oh, I didn't even think it was that long. I mean, I saw it on the internet. I saw what a sham marriage it was. I can't even believe you made it to 4 years.
And Kenya's like, oh, yeah, we've been separated for over a year. You have been separated for 3 years and 6 months. OK, yeah. I don't know who you're trying to kid here. And Luann's like, oh, my God, potato salad.
No, potato salad.
She goes, you want some potato salad?
She's so sure about it. She's like, potato salad. She's like, I've been separated from Mark. Our relationship fell apart and we only made it 4 years. And the last year's been separate. Potato salad. Anyone?
She goes, for breakfast? No. And Cynthia, it gives us, and Cynthia's like, gives her the glare. And Kenya says, yeah, I have not dated. I have not had sex in over a year. And she's like, do you think he's dating? And she goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Have you found cards in the dresser?
And Kyle goes, oh, people send my husband naked pictures all the time because I have a very, very hot husband. And I've had him for 25 years. You might read about us on the Knot magazine. We're on the cover.
Kyle has brought up Mauricio getting Insta DMs in every episode now. This is like her new thing.
Because it reflects on her, right?
Right.
The more she talks about how he's in demand, the more it's like implication, but he's mine.
Yeah, and Kenya's like, do you guys get dick pics? And Tree says, on WhatsApp, I get porn videos, right? And every time it goes off, I go, what's up?
What's that? So then Luann goes, wait. I forgot to ask about this. Potato salad? Okay, second question. So you had this party where you had a stripper guy of some sort, a man who's a stripper. What was his name again? And Cynthia and Kenny both are like, Bolo. It's just Bola. Yes, Bola. And actually the subtitles kept on saying Bolum. So she's like, oh, yes. You know, it's funny because someone sent me a video of his cabaret, and he had a cantaloupe, and he puts a hole in the melon, and then he fucks the melon, and the melon explodes, and it's insane. I mean, I have to show it to you. I want to work something like that into my act. Maybe something with a bongo, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Melons have been sending my husband DMs for years. And Ramona's like, you know what? I'm not a prude, okay? But I don't like to talk about sex. Body parts, okay? It's about having class, elegance, and decor, okay? You want to talk about sluts and do whatever you want to do, fine, but that's not me, okay? It's not me, okay?
I love when Ramona's like arbitrary prudishness kicks in. So, but Teresa, meanwhile, has just watched the Bolo video and she's like, oh my God, I'm like horny now. I got to go have some phone sex, huh?
And Melissa goes, are you going to use your toys? She goes, nah, I use my hands. And, which, by the way, Teresa is the worst promoter of all time.
Yes.
You're selling sex toys, okay? You should say, yes, I use my sex toys. I love them. But instead of saying, I don't use none of that. I use my hands. So she starts touching Melissa.
Oh, my goodness. So,
try it. You like it.
So now they're all getting dressed, and Michael is in Luann's room, like showing her the itinerary for the day because she's like arranged a spa day or something. And she's like, you know what I really want is a pedicure. Also, do you have any cantaloupes around? I don't know. I was sort of workshopping some things that maybe you could help me out with. Anything at all?
Seaweed wraps, pedicures. And he's like, oh my gosh, do you see me turning in my toes? And she says, no one's looking at your toes, honey. And he goes, oh yeah, it's all about my face, right? She says, yeah, when you have a face like that, no one cares about your toes. This guy is so thirsty, by the way. Did you see his stuff this week? I don't know if he just got an Instagram, but he announced on Instagram, like, everybody has so many questions for me, so ask me and my wife whatever you'd like to know. It's like, nobody cares, Michael. Okay? Yes.
So then Luann's like, well, you know what I like is that you can always tell when a guy likes to flirt. Then they see a flashback to yesterday. They're on the beach, and he's, like, serving her. And they're speaking in French. And they're saying they're having this conversation in French. Luann goes, oh, so why do you speak French? He goes, oh, because I'm sexy. You're what? Sexy. What? Sexy. What? And then he just goes English. Because I'm sexy, that's why I speak French.
Yeah. Luann with her pretend French. And she's like, are you married? And Luann goes, well, he's married. He's not dead. The man can flirt. So then Kenya, Kyle, and Melissa are talking. Kenya's like, okay, where's the volleyball? And she goes, yeah, I thought we was playing volleyball. And Kenya's like, no one plays volleyball looking like you guys, because they're like dressed in glitter and
yeah, you know, they're all fabulous. They're like ready to go to Nikki Beach. So so now they're like, Kenya's like, this is not a volleyball. We're playing volleyball. Like, we're not going to a ball. So so Kenya's like, well, I think that Cynthia's mad at me. And Kyle goes, I think that she's mad at both of us, actually. I think she's like mad that, like, I don't know, my husband gets so many DMs from girls. Must be furious about that.
Yeah, so they're like bonding over that. And Melissa's like, can I be honest? I think she was upset that she came down late. And Kenya's like, well, the glam lady was 30 minutes late, so that threw me off. I'm like, okay, so you were only planning on being half an hour late, not a full hour late.
Yes, exactly. So Kenya's like, well, I think that it's more than that because Cynthia thinks that, like, you know, we're all like kind of super clicky. And Melissa goes, why would that bother her? Which is, by the way, the full mean girl response, right? To be like, why is it crazy? We just get along better. She knows why it would bother her. That's inherent in the name clicky, in the word, in the description of clicky.
And Melissa's like, what are we in high school? Teresa and Cynthia getting along really well, and I'm fine with that. Yeah, because Teresa hates your guts. Like, why would you care? You really want to hang out with Teresa? So Melissa says, maybe she just feels like you're hers. And Kenya's like, well, a lot of people have fought over me, honey. And so they all start laughing, and Kenya's grabbing her butt and stuff. And then Ramona comes in, and Ramona's like, you know what? Jonathan's going to teach us some volleyball, okay? And Melissa's like, oh, okay, that explains it. This is why the situation with the nipples.
Yeah. She goes, you know what? He used to be a volleyball instructor, okay? Which is funny because the closed captions said he used to be a Bible instructor, which also interesting if that were the truth. Yeah, so Ramona's tits are basically out. And now John is arriving and there's like reggaeton playing and everything. And Ramona goes out to the beach like, hi, guys. Hey, Albert. Hi. I need to learn how to serve. I mean, not serve like a servant, okay? I mean, serve with the ball, okay?
Sorry, I meant to say maid. Okay. You know what, everybody? He used to be a volleyball instructor. He's a trendsetter. Okay. You know what? Before he came along, it was just called ball. Okay.
And Luann's like, you know what? Luann is the master of volleyball unless you want to pre-teach me a serve. Okay. Let's walk out on the volleyball. Whoa. 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 That rock. Holy moly, I just stepped on, if you ever seen a rock before, whoa, I just stepped on a rock, holy moly.
Yeah, she's like, you know what, I'm playing the damsel under stress, but I don't know how to surf. You know what, let's face it, he has a rock hard body and a nice smile.
Rock hard body is like her thing now. This is like the third time she said, oh, let's face it, he has rock hard body. Okay, I need to learn some pointers and I want to know how to serve. I almost called up Diana from my house, be like, how do you serve? Because you serve me all the time, but she didn't take my call. Okay.
I mean, I used to play volleyball all the time growing up, so I feel like I'm pretty good at this point. Cut to the clip of Luann hitting the volleyball and then it smacking her in the face and her falling down.
So do you guys think that Bolo could work with this volleyball? What do you guys think? It's not quite a cantaloupe, but I feel like it's in the same space.
So they play and Ramona misses something. And Cynthia is like, well, Ramona's not here for the volleyball, clearly. And she's like, yeah. It was the rock, okay? It was the rock.
There's a rock in the sand. The rock has a rock hard body, okay? Let's face it. And then Luann's like super competitive. She does that thing where she yells names out while she plays. She goes, good one, Kyle. Kyle! Kyle, yes, John, yes, Kyle, Kyle, John, Kyle, Kyle, backup cameraman, Kyle, John, Ramona. Oh.
So they're done and the drinks come, someone brings them drinks and Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? I spilled on the chalk. Sorry, George, it's rock, guy.
and Luann's like, spilled on a dog, okay?
Oh god, those drinks look so good. And they don't even bring her like a virgin
margarita. I know, or just water or anything, you know.
Geez. So then they start talking about how it's Kyle's dinner tonight. It's Kyle's turn. And Cynthia asks her, like, what's your dinner going to be, Kyle? And she's like, well, it's going to be wine and an astrologer. She's also intuitive because in this town, and Melissa's like, well, and we're going to have a spa day, right? And Cynthia's like, well, I'm excited because I have tension. So maybe we should talk, Kenya, so we can relax. And Kenya's like, oh, good.
So now they're walking. Ramona, meanwhile, is over in the water gallivanting with John. Because let's face it, he's a rock-hard body and he likes to walk on rocks, okay? So Cynthia's like, so last night for my Bailey Q, there were like a couple things that really irritated me. I felt like last night was my night and I really, really annoyed me that you waltzed in late with no apology, no sense of urgency. And you made yourself a plate with non-Cynthia Bailey potato salad. And I had to wait, he's late for you. And that was the first thing. And then from that point, there were these moments where you could have just been a little bit more supportive.
No, she made herself a plate of macaroni and cheese. Like, she gets very upset about macaroni and cheese. Every time she says it, it's in all caps. Like, she's speaking in all caps. So she's like, you could be more supportive, Kenya. And meanwhile, Kenya's like washing her feet and ignoring her.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, this ain't Cynthia. These girls aren't in our inner circle. And if someone says that they're not comfortable with something, she goes, even though I changed the game a million times and changed the rules. She's like, but I listened to you, but you just have to adapt, Cynthia. She's like, and I did adapt.
But then people you got mad.
Like the little dog, and so I changed it into the little car. No, that's not adapting. It's using a different Monopoly piece, Cynthia. Okay.
I changed it from Catan to Ticket to Ride. No, Cynthia. So she
said, do not pass go and tell someone who's prettier than the other person. She's like, no, Cynthia, you can't just change Monopoly like that.
I said you can pass go before you go to jail. No, Cynthia, it's no. So she's like, I said I was irritated for you for the reasons that I said. She goes, listen, if Ramona Singer walked in late, had you been sitting at the table on time, the world would have come to an end, honey. And Kenya's like, well, you're making it seem like a pattern. Ramona has been showing a pattern of disrespect since before, you know, since we got here, right? So
Cynthia's like, and she's like, well, Ramona's not my friend. You're my friend. But you just brought Ramona up. So, and Kenya's like, listen, we talked about it and now you're getting turned up. And she's like, I'm coming here as a friend. She goes, but I'm trying to explain something to you and it seems like you want to have a fight. And then we get my favorite sound, the dramatic seagulls going.
Or is that just Ramona requiring some assistance in the waves?
So, yeah, Ramona flirting in the waves.
So she's like, I don't want to fight. Kenny is like, I'm just explaining to you that those girls were uncomfortable and that they don't have to feel the same way as you and that they didn't want to do that. She goes, yeah, but you were making faces and you and Kyle were making faces. It was a lot of stuff. The energy was off.
Well, Cynthia, this is the thing. You know, Cynthia is always friends with like the most, like the villain, right? Cynthia is always the one who's friends with the villain. But then when the villain starts acting like a villain to them, she acts all surprised. Like, you really thought you were going to be the one person that Kenya's going to apologize to and say, listen, I disrespected you by coming an hour late. And then I sat there and didn't stand up for you in your game and like made funny faces at Kyle. She's never going to admit to that. And you know that it's Kenya. But in the past, you've chosen to be on Kenya's side to like kind of use her as a shield or a weapon, just like you always do. And now that it's turning on you, you don't know how to deal with it.
You know, so, in the book, Bonfire of the Vanities, there's like a very famous passage that where someone talks about like the favor bank. I think it's called the favor bank. Yeah, I'll just make it up. But this idea that like you put favors into the bank and then at some point you make your deposit because you need your favors back. And I feel like what you see with Cynthia and people like Heather Gay is that they put their favors into really terrible banks, like banks that are going to bust. And so like Heather on Salt Lake City is talking about how she's basically putting favors into the Jen Shaw favor bank. And that's not going to work out for her. And Cynthia put favors into the Kenya favor bank. And now she's ready for a deposit. She basically is like, I've supported you in all these places. So now I'm ready to get a deposit. I would like you to do me the favor of supporting me. And Kenya's like, oh, sorry, we don't have the funds in your account. We invested them somewhere else.
We spent those funds. Yeah. You don't give a poster board to people that don't make poster board. You know what I mean? Like, you can't give poster board to Kenya with her child on it and expect a poster board back, because Kenya's not going to ever do that.
Okay? Yeah.
You got to, like...
And that's why Cynthia gets frustrated, because she's lined up all these times that she's been a wonderful friend to Kenya, and now that she wants Kenya to be a good friend to her, Kenya fails, and then Cynthia then reflects on the fact, sorry, I just hit my mic. Cynthia reflects on the fact that she has put in all this time, all this goodwill, all this like friendship capital, and it was all for nothing. And that's probably what's really making her mad. That's probably what's driving all of this frustration.
Yeah. And Cynthia, I think, is totally in the right on this. But, you know, again, like, you were fine. You're fine when Kenya treats everybody else like shit. But the second it turns on you and nobody cares, that's how everyone else feels when you don't care when she treats them like shit. So
don't invest with Madoff. You know?
So then she's like, well, I'm not sure what her goal was, but not only did she choose not to hear me, she, Lord knows what she didn't receive. She didn't receive it. And that's for, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. And then Kenya says, you know, it's interesting because on my show, I'm usually the one that's being pushed out of the circle of friends. But like here, I'm vibing with everyone. And I finally feel like people can see me for who I really am. And they like me. And I think Cynthia's just jealous because she's not vibing with these women. I'm like, I think Cynthia's vibing with actually all of them. But I think it's probably Kenya who's like intoxicated with the idea of acceptance for the first time, that she is totally just like leaving her friend in the dust.
Yeah. So then Kyle and Melissa are doing wacky weightlifting with their margaritas. And Melissa's like, okay, John, we'll see you at your house later. Everyone goes, can we do a bonfire? Because Ben just said Bonfire of the Vanities, but I don't really know what a favor bank is. So now I'm going to call it Benfire of the Vanities. Okay, we'll do it around the Benfire, all right? Whoa.
Is that a book where you take a bunch of stuff in a bathroom and you light it on fire? Bonfire of the Vanities? So Luann's like, well, did you guys have a nice walk on the beach? You guys fix everything? Did you? Potato salad? Potato salad, anyone?
And Cynthia's like, I did. I said what I needed to say. And Kyle's like, do you feel good too, Kenya? And Kenya's like, yeah. She's just swiping through her phone.
Because I don't harp like, on stuff. Don't worry. I'll get my revenge later. So
then back at the house, Melissa's singing Money Can't Buy You Class to Luann, and Luann's just loving it. You know, she's like, oh my God, it's so fun. Like, whoa.
Wow, no one's
asking you to sing back, okay?
I know. This is just call, not call and response, okay? So then Teresa's taking pictures of Kenya because they always have to take photos of themselves. And Kyle, there's like this weird moment where Kyle's like, can I have some water? And Melissa goes, oh, you wanted water. I thought you wanted to go into the water. She's like, well, I want to do both. I want to go in the water and I want to get some water. I'm like, why is this generating so much discussion? Like, Melissa's this world
Melissa
has been shocked.
Melissa and Kyle. Rocked. It's like the most boring people in the world becoming friends, you know? It's like I've always talked about this, like waiting tables. You know, the happiest people in the world are the boring couples. They just sit there and they have conversations like this. Did you want water? I thought you wanted to go in the water. Oh, I did want to go into the water, but I'm also thirsty for water. Oh my God, that's funny. Because it sounded like you were saying, I want to go in the water. Well, I do want to go in the water, but I also want water. Oh my God. And you walk up to the table like, just both of you fucking die, yeah. You know? And they're like, we've been married 90 years.
Love a good preposition discussion. You say in the water or in or at, whatever. So
and then it's a Ramona impersonation. It's like, what? Yeah. You know, what's the water? Should I get some water? Should I have some water? Whoa, water. She actually does a good Ramona.
Kyle is actually a pretty good impressionist. Like, over the years, she has done very good impressions of people. So then they all sit down at lunch, and Luann's like, oh, Ramona, how are things with John, the guy who clearly is not interested in you? Should we talk about that? How are things going, huh? And she's like, well, you know what? I'm just a little coquettish right now, okay? You know what? I'm not in a rush for anything anymore. Everything in due time, okay? Like, we're just friends. And if it goes somewhere else, then if it does, if it does, if it doesn't, if it doesn't, you know what? Because I'll always have him as a friend. And I'm a demure lady, okay?
And Candace's like, do you have personal conversations? And she's like, you know what? We're just friends. This is what I said. So if I want to be friends, I'm going to be friends. And Kenya's like, oh, whatever, acting classes down the hall. Like, she totally wants this guy, right? Yeah. And so Luann's like, well, maybe he's not coming after you because he likes him young. And Kenya says, or maybe he likes some chocolate. And Luann's like,
I don't understand what his snacking preferences have to do with the girls that he likes, okay?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Ramona's like, listen, Kenya can't even keep a husband, all right? Like, let's face it. I was married for over 20 years. And what was Kenya married for? Okay, like a hot second, for goodness sake. Whoa.
Hot pockets. Whoa. And Cynthia's like, Kyle, I have a question about the astrologer. Does she read the hands? Because Cynthia keeps asking Kyle all these questions, and I don't know if she's trying to be shady, but they never are. They're just normal questions. But Cynthia's asking Kyle about all. I think she's asking her to, like, be like, well, I don't like reading hands or something. I don't know what it is, but it's weird that she keeps asking her. So Kyle's like, well, it's from your birth chart. And she says, and I believe in it 1,000,000%, because once I had a psychic tell me that I was going to be on a reality show, most likely with my sister Kim, and then there would be lights shining on me like this. And then in October, that's when our show premiered. So I had, like, really high hopes, and it makes for an interesting dinner party. I'm like, Kyle, you went to a psychic when you had already shot a pilot for a reality show, homeless one, where you and your sisters drove around and went up to homeless people and told them to get their shit together, and then, like, put them in a shower and got them a scarf, and then expected them to, like, suddenly be fixed. So maybe that's why your psychic thought you were going to be in a reality show. And as far as the lights going like this, it was probably like Kathy blinking the lights to let that, you know, to let everybody know you're on your way up the drive and not to let you in.
Or maybe it was just that hideous neon art in her foyer just making its way into her astrology chart.
Yeah.
So, Kyle's basically like, well, I have high hopes because a psychic always makes for an interesting dinner party. And then we get a nice Alison Dubois flashback, which I always appreciate. Like, anytime that they can bring her out, like, why not? So,
starting to look kind of like Steamboat Willie at this point, isn't it? Mickey Mouse on that boat. It's like, it's all black and white.
We need Alison Dubois to come back. I think she needs to get over herself and make an appearance, because I think, like, literally, everyone would die. So now they're talking about different signs and, like, how people of this sign are stubborn or whatever. And Teresa's like,
yeah, well, you know, I've definitely gotten softer. You know, I've gotten softer as I've gotten older, right, Melissa? Ha, ha, ha.
And Melissa's like, no, you've not gotten softer at all.
She's like, we got to be honest, Tree. We're not going to lie. And Cynthia's like, so what's it like being a, you know, family and being on the show together? And Melissa's like, oh, we love each other. We have a lot of respect for each other. You know, we have a really good time. But a lot of times other people get involved and it messes everything up between us. And what? Ramona's like, true or untrue? Okay. Teresa had no idea you were coming on the show. That's it. It's true. Just say it's true. Just say it's true. That's it.
So Melissa, which, by the way, thank you, Ramona, for asking this question, because this is really, like, this scene here was actually, like, very, very satisfying for me. So Melissa's like, Untrue. Untrue. And Teresa's like, I know. I didn't know. Which really, to be fair, that could be applied to so many different things in Teresa's life. You know, like how to, you know, put blocks on top of each other, or like how to unfold a chair.
Like, I didn't know. I didn't know how to say cumin.
I didn't know. So she's like, yeah, Melissa says it's untrue, but Teresa's like, and Ramona just shrugs and goes, okay, that's my answer. And she's like, you didn't know then? And she goes, nah, I didn't know until I got the phone call from Andy. And Melissa says, yeah, so Andy called you and told you that I was testing for the show. She goes, no, he called me and said your sister-in-law is DMing me that she wants to get on the show. And she's like, I never DM'd him. That's what I'm telling you, Teresa. She goes, yeah, well, that's what he said. So ask him about it, all right? He's out there somewhere, all right?
Yeah,
somewhere out there.
And then Melissa goes, no, they inboxed me to interview her and I. And then you just hear, I don't know if you heard this in the background, you hear Luann explain to someone, maybe to Teresa, maybe to Ramona. She goes, oh, inboxing. That's a DM. That's a DM. So then Melissa goes, yeah, and by the way, like to this day, still right now, they inbox all my friends. And Teresa goes,
yeah, but all my friends, they get inboxed too. And when they do, they tell me about it, you know? And she goes,
yeah, but like you and I were not friends. We weren't speaking, Teresa.
Yeah, which is why you got cast. So it's drama music and Kyle's loving it. Kyle's just like, and Melissa's like, we weren't speaking. She goes, yeah, but we was family. We were still talking. She goes, don't lie, Teresa. She goes, I'm not lying. And so Kyle says, but were you and your brother speaking? She goes, to tell you the truth, I remember talking, unless they was mad because I didn't want to put them on the show. And Melissa, which is a lie. And then Melissa goes, we never wanted to be on the show, which is, I mean, also come on. You were DMing Danielle Staub trying to get your ass on that show for years, and we all know it. I don't know who the hell you people think you're talking to right now, but we all know the story.
And Teresa's like
we never agree on this. She has her story. I have my story. Like, she's never going to admit it, you know?
And Melissa goes, well, when they called me to interview me, then you know, they then told you that they were doing that. And then Ramona's like, well, why didn't you tell her, okay? Whoa, sorry. I just stepped on a rock underneath my chair. Whoa.
And Melissa's like, because we weren't speaking. And Ramona goes, but it's a show, okay? Ah!
It's her fucking, she says it's her slapping. Fucking show. She's like, it's her fucking show. And then she squeals
and slaps the table. She goes, she's a table flipper. It's a show. Okay, that's it. It's called Real Housewives of the Table Flops. Okay, that's about it.
She goes, you know what? Like, I didn't know, like, if we were going to do it or not. Like, of course, right, we interviewed for the show and they wanted us. And, like, you know, it's a family show. Caroline was on the show and Dina. They wanted sister-in-laws. That's the only why. We just wanted to complete the creative vision for Bravo. That's all. So then Kyle is like, I mean, when they first asked me to join the show, I was, like, trying to get a feeling about, like, what goes on with these shows. So I was like, I was watching wigs being pulled off on Atlanta. So I was like, wait a minute. There's family members on New Jersey. Oh, good. I can humiliate Kim. So I was totally sold from that point on.
And Melissa's like, oh, yeah, they really wanted us to sign. And so they went to her and she said that she wouldn't sign if we did and she wouldn't film with us. And she's, nah. I was like this. I don't want to fight with my family, all right? Because to me, family is everything. And look what happened. Look what happened. I mean, family is everything, but you weren't speaking to them. So Teresa's full of shit, too.
She is full of shit.
I don't blame Teresa for being super pissed that Melissa was there, but they have the right to be on the damn show. Why not?
Yeah, I don't blame Teresa for being pissed, but I also feel like Teresa is totally unwilling to ever, like, see her contributions to a situation of which she has many, many, many. She's not innocent in any of this. So
right, and Melissa wants to act like she didn't totally hate Teresa's guts and scheme behind her back to get her ass on that show and then come on to fuck with Teresa, which she totally did. I mean, the Melissa who's here now is totally different than the Melissa that was on the first season.
Yeah.
I mean, she was awful at first. She was just terrible. Remember she wrote
I was on her side.
Stupid song about how famous she was when she, it was like her first season.
On display?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Do you remember that song? Do you remember that song as if it didn't just come up on my iTunes shuffle like yesterday?
On display.
Each and every day. Da, 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 da.
They're always waiting on me to move far, but I keep working on it, working on it, working on it.
So then Teresa's like, hey, you ever see that that Godfather movie? You ever see that? You know, never go against the family. And I was like, well, don't kill us, okay? You know what? I like horses. They'll put one in my bed, okay?
So Teresa and Ramona's like, wait, you didn't tell her. You didn't tell her. And Melissa's like, you're not listening. And so Ramona's like, you know what? I asked him a question because I was bonding with them. I didn't know it would start Third World 2, okay?
They're like, I made a mistake. It's Third World 3. And they're like, Third World? Third word. Third World. They're like, World War? Yeah. World War Hot Second, okay? And Teresa like, oh, said, by the way,
okay.
Oh no, I was gonna say that Teresa said that like the reason why she when she brought up the Godfather, she goes,
you know, I wanted to show America what family is truly about, like sticking together and you don't go against family.
I'm like, you literally showed that you were not sticking together and you're still not talking to Kathy. And so like, what are you talking about? This is what family is all about.
Also, that's not what happened in the Godfather. Okay. Yeah. Spoiler alert for anybody. Yeah. But that's not really how that all worked out, right? Yeah. So Luann's like, well, they buried the hatchet, but I don't know how deep that hatchet was buried. You know what I'm saying?
Putting that in the show. Buddy. Putting that in the show. Can Bolo fuck a hatchet? So Cynthia's like,
yeah, I don't really see any chemistry or compatibility. They're connected by family and that's it. Like, they don't even like each other. So Luann's like, well, let's get up now. And Melissa says, how long are we going to talk about me being on the show? It's been 11 years. It's like killing a dead horse. Hey, that was in The Godfather 2. All right?
No, that was in Godfather 1.
Huh?
I said Godfather 1. No, you said Godfather 2. Yeah, I said I didn't talk about any of the... Okay. So now they're all getting dressed.
You're the Sofia Coppolas of our show, all right?
So now the girls are all getting, they have to put on this like special underwear for spa day. And so Luann is like getting changed. So Michael's holding up a towel to keep Luann decent. And she's like, oh, don't mind me getting naked right in front of my butler. And this is so fun. And then she like drops the towel to show her boobs like, oops, look at me, married man.
And he's like, oh my God, that's so funny, Luann. So they're getting their massages, and Cynthia's like really into it because she's getting her feet done. She's moaning and groaning, and Kyle's like, what's happening over there? What's happening?
She's so jealous of us getting these treatments. And then something happens to Kyle's
like, I don't know what's going on over there, but it sounds better than my situation. Maybe she's relaxed enough to forgive me. I mean, in Beverly Hills.
In my time zone. So then Luann comes like walking down this path, and she's like in her foil because they all have foil for part of the treatment, and she's like in foil and a towel, and she has like lotion all over her body and stuff on her face. She literally looks like some sort of, you know, something out of like The Grudge or whatever. She's like, oh, the foil, I can't. So she just like rips the foil off. It's like,
So then Melissa and Tree talk, and Melissa's like, are we fine? She goes, yeah, I mean, come on. She goes, I'm just checking because you're adamant. Unimate! No, adamant, Teresa, it's a word.
All right.
She's like, listen, if you stop fighting with me, I'm just going to leave, all right? You can fight with yourself. And Melissa says, yeah, you know, I think the show really made us want to be together. I'm scared that we never would have seen each other without the show. And Teresa's like, you know what? Joe's my only family, so if I gotta bite my tongue and overlook something, I will.
Which is her way of saying, yeah, I still fucking hate her, but I can put up with her. So yeah. Now it's the evening, and they all are heading out to dinner and everything. And Kyle's on the they're in the vans, and Kyle's looking on the phone, of course, checking social media. And she's like, oh my God, look, there's something else on social media. Look, Ramona is currently terrorizing the other housewives. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, oh my God, good. I'm doing my job.
And there's a picture of Ramona naked. And she goes, just kidding. I'm like, well.
Ha ha.
Yeah, no one cares. And Ramona would be so proud of it anyway. You know, she has been walking around naked, kind of. So they get to the something villa. And
Waimara.
Waimara. And the maitre d' guy or whatever is like, oh my God, Luann, you are really that beautiful. And she's like, ha ha.
Fine, like you can have an autograph. Please, here, enjoy. Enjoy this.
signing his forehead. And Ramona is like, you know what? Just take one picture. You know what? Just use one phone and then we'll all airdrop it, okay? Because I want to show that I've grown and I'm not going to be controlling with my phone pictures. See, everybody? I'm a good person.
So this guy that she's bossing around, be like, only take one photo. Only one photo. He's like, by the way, I'm the general manager, so don't be bossing me. And everyone's like, whoa. And Kenya's like, yes. She's like, I was just about to say that to her. I was like, you know he's not the help, right? Thank you for reading her. That was a read. That was a read, Luann.
And Ebony's at home taking notes in her notebook. Like, I will talk to Kenya about saying the help. When I meet Kenya at the Christmas party, I will get on her about that.
And then the general manager, every time he takes a photo, he goes, Waimara. Okay, say Waimara. I'm like, okay, sir.
And Kenya's like, thank you for reading her, Waimara. Girl's like, yeah, sorry, she can be bossy. And he goes, I noticed. So then the astrologer comes and Linda. She just looks like a damn lie. Linda, I'm sorry, but you look like a damn liar, okay, with your blue eyeshadow. You look like a damn liar.
It was like Patti LuPone playing Diane von Furstenberg. And so She walks in, and she also stole Luann's turquoise statement necklace. I was surprised Luann did not make a comment about
that. That's what I said. She's in Luann's turquoise statement.
Yeah.
So Melissa's like, when you walked in, you look like that beautiful cartoon character. You know, the one with the blue eyeshadow. She has the Dalmatians. They're like, Cruella DeVille? She goes, yeah.
Wait. No. Who's the one with that gorgeous shock of white hair and all those beautiful tentacled arms and that purple skin? Ursula? Yes. Oh, she's gorgeous.
You know, or maybe it's not even the Disney one. That lady who's like in the bathtub, you know, singing about little girls. Mrs. Hannigan? It's a compliment. What? It's a compliment.
No. The one who's in the bathtub in that hotel with all the ghosts, but she's like hanging out in the bathtub being glamorous. The ghost lady in The Shining in room 231?
No. You're right. It's not what I'm thinking of. It's the guy. It's the lady who kills the people that live on her street because they're just a bunch of shitty teenagers. They burned her in a house. Freddy Krueger, it's a compliment.
What's the who is that gorgeous lady who shows up and she just loves just everyone and she just sort of eats them all up and just like takes over? The Blob? Yes. Oh, gorgeous.
And Kenya's like, that's shade. Linda's like, all right, I'm just here to give you an essence of who you are. Okay. And Melissa's like, I've never done astrology. And Melissa's the one, there's always one in the group who's kind of defensive about being read, you know? And Melissa's the one who's super defensive this time because she likes Jesus a lot. So she's going to be super defensive. So she's like, yeah, I've never had astrology. And she goes, well, yeah, tonight, honey. And so Melissa's like, ooh, whoa, astrology. Whoa, la, 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 la.
So now it's time for Linda's. Up. Now it's time for Linda's quackery to begin. And in a, you know, on a network that has given us many, many, many quacks, Linda's may be one of our quackiest quacks. So she's like, okay, Kyle. Okay, so here's the first thing. In your past lives, you were more often than not a man. How about
that? I've heard that.
And, you know, men deal with emotions differently, and you were a general in a past life.
I've heard that.
You were generally considered to be awful. That's what I mean to say. Yeah.
I've not heard that. But a general and a guy, I've heard that.
Oh, are you saying I had a general meeting at Warner Brothers? I totally did. Yes, I did do that. Yes, thank you.
And Luann's like, and she's damn proud of being a man too. And Ramona's like, you know what? I think the astrologer got it wrong. Because if anyone was a man, it was Luann. Okay? And then they show the clip of Ramona calling her Luann. And
Luann goes, I'm tall, baby. She goes, yeah, like a man.
And then Linda's like, all right, and Kenya, listen, we've got some wonderful information on you, okay? Now that I know that you've had a rough life, you know what? Being left by your mom, being abandoned like you were. But it all made sense when I saw that not only in your past life, but in this life, you're supposed to be a shaman.
Wow, that's so true. I always say she does remind me of toilet paper. No, not shaman. Shaman. Okay.
I like that she's just going with man. She's like, you were a man and you were a shaman. Okay. I'm just going to keep saying man.
Shaman. Shaman.
And Kenya's so like, wow, really? Wow.
Ramona goes, is that something you've thought about, Kenya? Is that something you want to do, Kenya? As if Kenya Moore wants to be a shaman.
Yeah. Kenya's like, no, not really. And she goes, lady, please, to us. So she's like, you know, you had such a challenging childhood. Your mom abandoned you. But you know why? Because your mom is stuck in her past life. And in her past life, she had a child, you. But you were a boy. And she had a child with the king, but it was out of wedlock. So you were the heir to the throne, and everybody was trying to kill you. And so she protected you by saying you weren't alive.
She just watched The Phantom Menace, didn't she? Like she just watched the first Star Wars movie. Little Anakin.
And Kenya's like, that sounds like a Lifetime movie. And just most lives are like a Lifetime movie, which is why it's now a channel. Okay. And Kenya's like, well, I might have been a son of a bitch, but not a king. And Luann, you were a queen, but you married a count.
It's like you married a commoner. Sorry, as you may remember, I was a queen, so I do not think I married a commoner. I'm pretty sure I married maybe a Tommy Tune type, something like that. You may want to consult the stars again. I mean, they're called stars for a reason, am I right?
It's like you married down. She's like, well, now I know that this is bullshit. So Melissa's like, I mean, there's no dentist in the room. There's no toilet bowl scrubbers. And Linda's like, Cynthia, you were a visionary who was married to power. And she's like, I'll take it. Did the powerful man I was married to ever try to change one of my games? Nope. Okay.
Did the powerful man I was married to ever take my money and invest it in a club underneath the highway and then come up with some sort of coffee brew? Okay.
You were married to a man with a power Keurig machine.
Okay.
That was actually recently.
Teresa, you were a very seductive dancer. She's like, oh, okay. And Melissa's like, isn't that ironic? I was always accused of being an exotic dancer, but it was her in a past life.
And Melissa was a princess of a small country. And Ramona, you were a queen. And Carol's like, oh, God, now it makes sense.
And she goes like, in the past life, did she always have to have the best bedroom? So then so then the conversation switches because Linda's leaving right now because Kenya's like, the only real royalty in this room, darling, is a countess and the former Miss USA. So then they're just joking about how everyone gets a crown and everything. And Luann says, she asks Kenya when she won her pageant and everything. She's like, because, you know, you may not know this, but I actually won a pageant in Europe too. Yes, it's called Lady Universe. Yes, that's right. Lady Universe, they gave me a car and a watch. And I also got one of those punch-out cards for Subway. Oh, it was wonderful. Wonderful.
I won Miss Ford Chevy Monahatchee. I got a car. And Kenya's like, yeah, they gave me a car, a boat. Oh, really? Well, I got a car, a boat, and a hat. I got a car, a boat, and a hat. You know, it all opened so many opportunities up for me in Italy, not America. This was Europe, everybody. And Cynthia's like, well, actually, I was a judge for Miss Universe in the Philippines. And Kenya goes, yeah, I didn't win because I was the prettiest. She's like, well, it wasn't... I was a judge. That's what I was.
I was losing when I came out of my swimsuit. Sorry, did I hear a voice somewhere? Sorry. I was losing when I came out of the swimsuit part. And then I started winning when I started talking.
And Ramona goes, well, it was your inner beauty, okay? And Cynthia goes, well, kudos to you. Because when I was a judge.
But Miss Universe is very different. Very, very different, though. And I'm sure Lady Universe or whatever that thing was that you did at CVS was probably also very difficult, Luann.
Okay, so we're talking about Miss Universe, which I won. And Cynthia's like, I literally tried to jump in there 4 times. And my friend, Kenya, who strolled in with macaroni and cheese, talked over me. And they start numbering all the interruptions that Kenya did. Because Kenya is just obviously being a dick to Cynthia, right? Because every time Cynthia talks, it's like, ding, ding.
Kenya's being such a dick. But what's funny is that, like, Cynthia, the more Cynthia gets interrupted, the more bombastic she tries to get to capture their attention. So at some point, she eventually is like, I mean, how do you think it feels to judge you guys? Like, as a judge, they sent us a, like, as a judge. And then it just, like, escalates. And she goes, it was the hardest thing I ever had to do was to judge Miss Universe in the Philippines. It was the most difficult thing. I will always be traumatized by that event. It's like, whoa, Cynthia.
Oh, so Cynthia's like, well, I thought it was going to be us and them. I thought we were going to be Thelma and Louise. And Kenya obviously has some plans with my macaroni and cheese friend.
Who wasn't there another Thelma and Louise situation on one of these Bravo shows?
Every single one. Rinna and Erica were Thelma and Louise. Everyone calls themselves Lucy and Ethel or Thelma and Louise on these shows.
And everyone always forgets how Thelma and Louise ends, unfortunately.
Right. And I don't think Ethel got her own spinoff either. So Housewives After Dark. So Kyle's like, Cynthia, let's have a party. And Cynthia's like, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta let in what's happening around you, and people are dropping like flies. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're like, they're drinking, and Kyle FaceTimes Mauricio, who's with a very handsome friend. And she's like, honey, I need to know how to make a margarita. Now, Kyle's been trying to make this like a part of her personality for a few seasons now. Like, I love a margarita. Like, it doesn't matter where we go, I have to have a margarita. And she doesn't even know how to make one, for crying out loud. It cannot be your signature drink if you can't make one. I'm sorry, Kyle. And it's also an easy drink to make.
And Ramona's like, I know how to make a margarita, okay? And Kyle's like, listen to the Mexican, please. And so Mauricio's
like, just mix it. Who gives a shit? I don't know. One. I don't know. Let me get back to my dinner here.
So throw shit in the glass, okay? So she's saying to Ramona, everyone is so boring here. I just don't like boring people. You know what we call people who go to bed in Beverly Hills? Ex-housewives. Ha Of course, Kyle ends the show with a Beverly Hills.
Wow. That's so mean to say about Teddy. In this town. Really so good. So good because the development of this Kenya and Cynthia situation is like very real. I feel like it's a, like everything that's going on there, what they are seeing in each other and where this like impasse is, where it's coming from, is such a real thing that even though, yes, they're real housewives and it's all based around what's going on in their real housewives world, I feel like that's oddly universal because I've definitely been in these situations before and I've seen these situations. So I'm really connecting with this show.
Yeah, I'm excited to see episode 4 because everyone's like, oh my god, episode 4. Oh my god, episode 4 changed my life.
I know, I'm excited about it. But we will have our episode 4 recap up next week. We'll have it next week.
Yeah.
Because right now, we're going on vacation, okay? We're going on a Real Housewives podcaster vacation right now with ourselves and Turkey. Whoa.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. If you've already had Thanksgiving, have an amazing Black Friday. If you've already had Black Friday, have an amazing lay on the couch Saturday.
Have an amazing small business day Saturday and have amazing Cyber Monday. And after that, you're on your own, okay? Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.